From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Election season is coming. We'll check in with party pollsters. What are voters thinking?
But first to Turkey, where the parliament has voted to authorize military action against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. The resolution also permits foreign troops to use Turkish territory in the fight against ISIS. And the vote happened as ISIS attacks the Syrian town of Kobani, which is on the border with Turkey. The BBC's Paul Adams is on the Turkish side of the border just across from Kobani. He joined us earlier via cell phone, and I asked him about the situation where he is.
Jeremy, it's an interesting situation right now. A huge dust and rainstorm came blowing through, lots of lightning and pretty turbulent conditions. And just as it clears, the shelling seems to have started again. I'm looking down a rocky, dusty slope across a couple of fields at the town of Kobani. It's literally, I would say, half a mile, three quarters of a mile from where I'm standing. It's spread out in front of me. And every few minutes now, we are seeing puffs of smoke rising from just behind the city. There's a hill that rises just behind it with a couple of masts on top. We just saw a plume of smoke rising above that, and we're hearing the odd explosion too. So it does sound as though the military activity, which has been relatively muted during today, seems to have picked up quite close to the town.
And why does ISIS consider this such a crucial town to have control of?
If you look at the map, you will see that Kobani, the town and the enclave behind it, which includes lots of villages, that remains, there is another explosion on the hillside just behind the town. Hmm. That remains a holdout against an effort by ISIS to clear their way through this whole part of northern Syria. They have territory to the east, they have territory to the west, and I think they probably feel that they would prefer not committing resources to fighting a battle for this northern enclave when they could be busy elsewhere. So I think they'd like to clean this up, conquer this place, and then move on.
And the people that are fighting them at this point, it's Kurdish forces. It's not Turks. The Turks have not gotten involved in the fight yet?
Absolutely right. This is an entirely Kurdish fight. The Kurdish Peshmerga guerrillas, as they're called, are fighting pretty heroic there. They are outgunned and probably outmanned, though, of course, they have been able to call on the help of the American-led coalition, which has mounted some airstrikes. We saw a couple of big ones yesterday. We think there might have been one this morning. We weren't quite sure about that. Those are obviously have been welcomed by the Kurdish fighters, but they do not seem to have halted the advance of ISIS. And as I look down over the city now with these occasional explosions going on, it is clear that ISIS is continuing to close the net around Kobani. And in the foreground here, on the Turkish side, Turkish soldiers and Turkish tanks are standing watching, as we are, this unfolding drama across the fence. I'm just looking at a tracer round now being fired right across the town in front of me.
And what about the humanitarian situation? Because we've heard as this fight has been going on in and around Kobani that more than 100,000 Syrians have fled into Turkey.
Yes, the numbers are unclear, but that we have heard figures as high as 160,000. And we've certainly seen large numbers of refugees leaving. And in fact, as I look down at the road here, I can see another truck full of men. They've come from the one open managed crossing point, which is just a couple of kilometers west of here, I should say. So people are fleeing across. We understand that the situation is critical, but perhaps not catastrophic in Kobani. There's no electricity. There hasn't been for quite a long time. They are getting humanitarian supplies provided by the Syrian authorities. Turkish Kurds are angry because they are not being allowed to mount their own aid convoys into Kobani to come to the assistance of their Syrian cousins, if you like. Turkey, of course, having a long and bloody history of its relationship with its own Kurdish population, is very, very jittery about anything that, if you like, smudges the border and brings Kurds together on both sides of this border.
But is Turkey worried that ISIS is going to cross the border and start taking territory in Turkey? It seems a strange strategy for ISIS to be fighting so close to the border of a country that, if it gets involved militarily, is going to change the game to some degree.
It certainly would. I mean, Turkey is a regional superpower. There is absolutely no doubt about that. It is also, of course, a NATO ally. So to attack Turkey would be an extraordinarily bold move, but I am pretty certain that ISIS has no intention of doing anything of the kind, because it could be very, very self-defeating indeed. There's an interesting little quirk about this story, which is that about 30 miles south of here, there is a small tomb. It is the tomb of the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire, and it is a tomb guarded by a detachment of Turkish troops. And those Turkish soldiers have been surrounded at that tomb for probably the best part of a year. And a couple of days ago, there was a bit of a flurry of anxiety that ISIS was moving in and threatening to wipe that detachment out. We do not think that is happening. We don't think that they are being menaced. But they are effectively encircled. And, you know, depending on which way you look at it, they could even be regarded as hostages. So that's another little part of the calculation that the Turkish government has to take into account as it weighs up its options.
Quite an incredible situation there on the border between Turkey and Syria, near the town of Kobani in Syria, and the fight with ISIS there. BBC's Paul Adams speaking to us. Thank you so much, Paul.